This is The Brief on today's Sunday 3 Champions edition of Conversational AI Watch. Warmly sponsored by Clinician Assist, we're taking a break from regulations and bills to spotlight three builders ensuring a human is responsible when an AI talks to someone who isn't okay. So what actually happens when an AI gives medical advice and gets it wrong? First, Zach Boyd of Utah's AI Policy Office. He built a legally binding sandbox agreement instead of a ban for a teen app. It automatically escalates to a licensed human therapist if chats exceed unlicensed support. It's kind of like an AI learner's permit. The state lets the AI drive, but an adult must be ready to grab the wheel. So how does this human-in-the-loop concept work inside an actual hospital setting? Second, Dr. Christopher Longhurst of Seattle Children's. He built a workflow where AI drafts a patient reply, but a physician must read, fix, and sign it. He requires explicit disclosure, telling patients exactly what happened. Surprisingly, this didn't save time. Just cognitive energy. Wait, if it doesn't actually save time, is it even worth doing? Well, yeah. Saving mental bandwidth while maintaining ultimate oversight is absolutely crucial. While hospitals disclose AI, some startups refuse to let it speak directly. Finally, Drew Barvier of Sonar Mental Health. For the Summy School text line, AI only drafts, and a trained coach decides what's sent. In an independent 2026 crisis simulation, this successfully got a real person on the phone with an emergency contact within 15 minutes. At that point, is it even an AI app anymore or just a superpowered human crisis line? Despite different backgrounds, all three landed on the exact same hard truth. A named human is accountable for what the machine says.